Blog Talk Radio.
Peace.
Correlating forces.
You get ready to start in a second.
Purpose.
Boom.
With the impenetrable shield of the radiance of the mind field.
Right.
infection purges, purification in the fire, baptized by the office of the fire, calling forces to work for the ultimate purpose, with the impenetrable shield of the radiance of the mind field, mastering the craft, calling forces to work for the ultimate purpose, with the impenetrable shield of the radiance of the mind field. Large infinite radiance, mathematical Dutch radiance, mathematical mechanics, dark product, dark side, large infinite manifestation. So Akbar Raka, large infinite. Word is bomb. Black bird, mental life is a no. Dark cloud nine. Saint Mark. Shabby out four. Long Jeopardy Rock on.
Peace. We're back once again. Dr. Alino Bay's show. My co-host, my wife, Kadera Mott, Tupac L. Bay. We're going to discuss tonight conspiracy, imprisonment, and Manchurian candidates. We're going to get into the imprisonment part first, in which that whenever you do any research or study, especially on statistics, you will find out that at least over 2 million people are incarcerated, and more than 50% of them are melanated beings. Now, what's interesting is that the United States is number one in incarcerating their citizens, or should I say alleged citizens, because remember, the 14th Amendment was never fully ratified. 3/4 of the states, which at the time, there was only 19 states, and before the 19 states, and 15 of those 19 states denied the passing of the 14th Amendment. And then it was never put before the other 31 states, in which that, of course, 19 plus 31 will make 50. So the other 31 states never got the chance in order to rectify that situation, and 3/4 vote was never agreed upon, so the 14th Amendment was never fully ratified. Therefore, no one is really a citizen, right? And that goes specifically for us because we never were and was never meant to be, according to the Dred Scott case opinion of Judge Taney. So, what is the solution? Real simple. You declare your own status. Declare your nationality. Declare and claim your birthright. Right now, as we were saying, the United States has over 2 million of its alleged citizens, as we would say, in federal and state prison and jail. All right? Now, when we look at the various states, like, for example, California. California has the sixth largest economy in the world, and the population is 52% non-white. And, of course, you know, the growing population is 69% non-white within the prisons. But yet, the so-called black population only makes up 7% of the state. And it has the population, prison population of that of 32% of blacks, the said blacks. And this is the largest population of black inmates, I guess you could say incarceration rate. You know, if you go and look at any and all of these other states, you'll find very similar scenarios that blacks are being used as collateral and a commodity. You're the human resource. You're the debt. And they're using our bodies as the collection. We'll get more into that in a second here. Let's get into some more of these various states. Texas, for instance, you know, of course, ranks number 3 in spending on prisons, while it ranks 20th in education. And it ranks 15th in incarceration of drug offenders. It ranks number 1 in putting said citizens to death. Texas has a black population of 11%, but a black prison population of 44%. In Florida, the state is ranked 49th in incarceration rate and 28th in prison spending. Florida has a said black population equal to 14%, yet the said black prison population is that of 54%. Blacks in that state has a majority only in the prison population. And Florida ranks 18th in this spending on education. We go to Georgia. Georgia is 29th. But yet 64% in the said black population in prison. Ohio is 52% population in prison. Iowa is 24%. So we are looking at these prisons and the population and the commodity in which that is being used, majority are melanated men, Moorish brothers and sisters. Now, this is ridiculous. All right, now we continue on with the this information, and you will see what we have to start strategizing here, because we're talking about black power and we're talking about Moorish reclamation and nationality, but this is one of the tenets in which that we have to master one of the so-called confront. I guess Millie Fuller and Fred Wilson said it best. One of the 9 confrontations of white supremacy. These are one of the 9 battlegrounds of white supremacy. All right, in which that we have to fight against. Now let's explain how they're able to do this. They're able to do this because at birth, our birth certificates is worth its weight in gold. Those actually are bonds. Okay? And we'll get more into this in a second. Let me finish going over these states. Wisconsin is 37% said black population. Wisconsin is 48% their black population. Illinois is 65% said black population. Missouri is 45% said black population. Arkansas is 52% said black population. Louisiana is 76% black population. Mississippi is 75% black population. Alabama is 65% black population. Tennessee is 53% black population. Kentucky is 36%. Indiana is 42%. Michigan is 55%. South Carolina is 69%. North Carolina is 64%. Virginia is 68%. Pennsylvania is 56%. New York is 51%. Delaware is 63%. Maryland is 77. Connecticut is 47. New Jersey is 64. Rhode Island is 30%. So the states where they said blacks are not being placed in prison as a matter of course, you know, with the population, would be states such as Iowa and Maine and New Hampshire. And that's because of the small black population rate within those areas. But nearly every state is using blacks as the collateral for their state funding. And you'll see what I mean in a second. As we were saying, the birth certificate with the straw man name on it, the artificial name, or the artificial entity, corporation, at birth is worth its weight in gold. Let's say a child weighed 10 pounds. There's 16 ounces in each pound, and gold right now is over $1,000 an ounce. So that means that bond, which is that birth certificate, that chattel paper, will come up to about $160,000. And then when the bank gets it, they do fractionalized banking, in which they can mark it up 10% or 10 times higher the value. In which that it comes to now $1.6 million. So that birth certificate is approximately $1 million. And then at the age of 18, it matures. Now, let's look at these corporations that are in it. Like, for example, every prisoner has a monetary value to our government, whether it's local, county, state, or federal. Bonds are written based on the person's name and Social Security number and are sold through a brokerage firm such as A.G. Edwards or Merrill Lynch, who has the contact to sell all the prison bonds for the city, county, state, and federal prisons. You all have to understand this. This is massive. This is how deep the rabbit hole goes. So over 50% of the money market bonds right now are purchased in Japan or China. I've been told by a researcher that Walmart and Kmart also purchases the bonds. Walmart mostly do so by emptying out their bank account at night. And both companies are fronts for enormous money machines. And, of course, you know this as many of our people you see in these particular stores. The way the bonds work is that they are monetized and placed on the alleged crime. Right, that's what they're doing. Their monetary value is placed on the alleged crime. In other words, there's a statute in which that they claim that you violated, in which that they attach the bond to, for a monetary value, of course. And then fractured the way banks fractured their money, as we just finished going over. In other words, if a person is convicted of a felony, the value would be $4 million. The county, city, state then multiplies it by 10. So that the bond then goes out for sale with the prisoner's name. What is that name, though? That name is what? The straw man. The name spelled in all caps. It appears to be the name of the individual, but it actually isn't. Because you was not taught in grammar school or elementary school to write your name in all caps. So identify a proper person or proper noun, which is that's what your name is. Person, place, or thing. It must be in upper and lower case. If it is not, then just like on the tombstone, your name in all caps signifies someone who is dead. So hence they say that you are civilis mortus, that you are dead in the eyes of the law. This is Last Law Dictionary, 4th edition. You can get in and look it up. Anyway, the bond goes out for sale with the prisoner's name and Social Security number. And it is a short-term promissory note and is offered at $40 million. Right? Now, perhaps an investor will offer 40% up to $40 million or $16 million. It's bidded on. Because that prison bond is auctioned. This is no different than the slave market. Matter of fact, it's the same. It became a little bit more sophisticated and more hidden with it. Once this promissory note of the face value of $40 million reached the bank, it is then multiplied again by 200 to 300 times or 300% and sold at the bank's security. For those of you who wonder why the United States has more people in prison per capita than any other nation on earth, you'll begin to understand how we can have a weakened economy and still fund wars overseas. It's all based on prisoners. In other words, prisons for profit. Now, the thing is that they have privatized the businesses and corporations run these prisons now. The owners of the prisons, if you don't know, are the Lehman Brothers, who sits at the helm and on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank. The Lehman Brothers happen to be the brothers in which that an individual that you might know of, y'all might know of, his name is Johnny Cochran, the world-famous lawyer who passed a few years ago, who was poisoned. Or some say that there was some type of cell phone in which that caused damage, cerebral damage in his brain in which that caused hemorrhaging, and he died. This is what we do know, is that before Johnny Cochran died, he was going to go after the Lehman Brothers and many others, such as Harvard University, Yale University, different railroad companies, and et cetera, for reparations, because this is how they made their money. Was off of slavery. So he was going to go after these individuals. So more than likely, these individuals are the ones in which that killed Johnny Cochran, in particular the Lehman Brothers. There's no coincidence that in 2008 they supposedly filed bankruptcy, but yet were still on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank. That's amazing to me. But anyway, knowing all of this and knowing that a prisoner can have a net worth of, say, $10,000 per day in the money market helps explain this so-called merchandise in warehouses, because actually your birth certificate is a warehouse receipt. This is why the straw boss, who's the head of the straw men, is called the warrant. And why warrants are issued, and he's the warden. You have to look at these words. All these words tell the story here. And you have to look them up in the Black's Law Dictionary, as well as also Webster Dictionary, who Webster was an esquire, so he has a lot of the dictionary terms from law inside his definitions. So you definitely want to look that up. All right. So we speak about the Lehman Brothers, and the Lehman Brothers worked through being the prison system. The prison system in America, as the owners of the prison system in America, comes through the Correction Corp of America. And its headquarters is in Nashville, Tennessee, and owns all private prison systems in America and are selling the commercial papers. How it works, real simple. A bid bond is done, which is on a Form 24, Now, also, all the lawyers use a form 24. They use their form of 24, in which that on their forms of 24, it states that anything they receive is a gift. So if you pay a lawyer, they actually fill out at the end of the every time that they, for their tax purposes, they'll fill out a 24 form for the government to pay them, because they're saying that they only received gifts. So that's what you're getting when you pay your lawyer. But anyway, a bid bond is done on the Form 24, which comes out, you know, which this is all within a state, I guess you say state, state forms. You have a Form 24 bid bond. You have a performance bond, which is Form 25. You have a payment bond, which is a Form 25A. These bonds are being underwritten by the banks, in particular the 12 Federal Reserve banks, in which that is linked on the back of your Social Security card. Those numbers that's on the back of your those numbers and the letter in front of those numbers on the back of your security card are the 12 Federal Reserve banks. Who did we tell you that sat on the council or the board of the Federal Reserve Bank was the Lehman Brothers? The Lehman Brothers in New York are the underwriters on those bonds. Because they sit at the helm of the 12 Federal Reserve Banks. Let me give you a good example. If you have E on the back of your Social Security card, E is Richmond, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina. F is Atlanta, Georgia. B is New York City. D is Cleveland. So it goes on and on like that. So, but it goes from A through L, 12 of them. And these are all the Federal Reserve Banks. So what's that? Like you said, the Lehman Brothers are the underwriters for those bonds. So they never had to file bankruptcy, number one. The bonds are being underwritten, like you said, from the bank. So this is where Payne Webber Group's coming at. The plaintiff in all the criminal tax cases in the United States is Payne Webber Group as the United States of America. The Payne Webber Group is a group of international businesses. The Payne Webber Group is providing the securities for the prisons and is selling the bonds in the banks. The ABA, which is the American Banking Association, like the Lehman Brothers, in New York, as we said, all the underwriters of the bonds. The banks, the underwriters, is where the money is originally coming from. And we know the Federal Reserve Banks make the money on whim. It's fiat notes. It has no real substance whatsoever. We now know this because of the House Joint Resolution 192, 1933. Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the money off the gold standard. So there's no longer any gold. And then Richard Nixon in 1972 took the silver. So now the gold and silver is no longer backing the fiat notes, the monies, for the reserve notes or the FRNs. So that means that it is worth only the money in which that is going towards the print of it, which is 2 cents. So that means that a $1 bill, $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, $50 bill, $100 bill, is still 2 cents to produce. No difference. So it has no substance, because you know that even 2 cents is not actually copper any longer. If you cut it open, you would see aluminum or tin, something of that type of substance, but it's not even copper. So what they do is that there's a 6-digit tracking number that is issued for the certificates of stock in the commodity and the security exchange in the United States. It's called the QCIP number. And you can go to www.qcip.com and look at this information up. All right? And then there's a 9-digit number called the ordinance number, that is issued for the certificate of stock go international to ANA. All right, ANA, which is in Brussels, Belgium, which you have the computer there of the IBM 3666, which is supposed to be the computer of the mark of the beast. But this is what this is actually being tallied through. These securities are sold through the commodity and stock exchange. Now, before it gets there, the birth certificate goes through the DTC, Depository Trust Corporation, and its subsidiary corporations. Now, the Depository Trust Corporation is located at 55 Water Street, New York City, New York, 10041. The bottom line is that they are selling stock in the prison system. The jails are referred to as warehouses, and the prisoners are called goods, real property. So hence, this is where you have to learn the science of the optional Form 90 and optional Form 91. These two particular forms will help, along with the science of the bid bond, performance bond, and payment bond, Form 24, 25, 25A, which you need to learn and get this information, because these are the forms that you be using in order to get the people that you love, your loved ones, out of jail. Now, optional Form 90 and 91, optional Form 90 is release of lien from real property, on real property. Optional Form 91 is release of personal property from escrow. Escrow is jail. You have to understand this. This is what's going on. So, they are selling the goods or the account of chattel. Remember, chattel is a nice little French word for cattle, for the herds, the herd. And they herd us right into jail. And we are sheeples, led to the slaughter, as they would say. And this, everything that is going on today in the world is going towards these concentration camps and detention centers, / as I told you before, debtor prisons. So you see, the stock market is crashing, is down now 552% on the stock market. No coincidence that is happening on the same day that the massive solar flare has bombarded the planet Earth, and it is now also affecting electronics and satellites, cell phones, TVs, radios, etc. No coincidence. So as the energies from the solar system, from the sun itself, intensifies, the more this economy will self-destruct. Because once again, as above, so below, as within, so without. There's a correlation to everything on which that is going on, because the rays of the sun symbolizes currency, or current, on which that is being sent for, massive current. Well, the money isn't backed by any current or currency. So the increase of real currency coming in and the decrease of fake currency / fiat notes going out. I won't get too metaphysical because some of y'all might have missed that shit. But anyway, they are selling the goods or the account as chattel and as commercial property or commercial papers on the stock exchange, on Wall Street, y'all. This reminds me of the days when the slaves were bought and sold on the auction block. Because that's exactly what it is. Anyway. The Payne Webber Group is the prime stockholder in this Correction Corp of America. Remember, we told you these are the ones who own the prison system, backed by the underwriters of the Lehman Brothers. However, there are 20 largest companies, such as Walmart, Exxon, General Motors, Ford, Motors, Chevy, Texaco, CD Corps, IBM, Philips, Hewlett Packard, Verizon, United Postal Service, and et cetera, are all involved, as well as other stockholding corporations. They're all involved. And, of course, the money generated, now check this out, the money generated is not accounted to the people. Even though the Correction Corporation of America through the Payne Webber Group is acting in the capacity as the United States of America. Well, remember, the United States of America is a corporation. So they don't have to give any account to the people whatsoever. All right, so all right. Now let's get into some more of this, because I think you're beginning hopefully to understand what's really going on and how deep the rabbit hole really goes. Because this shit is deep. All right. We're going to go to questions right now. Caller ending in area code six, beginning in area code 601, you're on the air.
So you mean to tell me that the Lehman Brothers are part of this 7% of this organization who run the whole world? I think they sound like Jews or something like that. You mean?
Yes.
Because I heard you say in the United States.
They are the ones in which are promoting privatizations of the prison system, and they are the underwriters for the bonds for the prisoners for who supposedly have broken the statutes or violated the codes or rules or regulations or ordinances of the so-called said municipalities, whether it's local or county or state, yes.
Damn. That's deep. And then, that's deep. And I also heard you saying about Johnny Cochran and all that. You know, I thought that same thing. He is a wealthy, black, successful lawyer. And then, you know, I'm quite sure he did the guy taking care of himself, you know, eating proper and all that, and he just ended up dying. I think that I look at it as they want him to make too much money, him being a Negro or whatever. They're like, well, we got to wipe this guy out because he stopped us from making money. We make money out there.
Well, exactly. I mean, think about it. Did you hear what I said? He said he put, he already filed suits, him and eight other well-successful attorneys, black attorneys, who have already won billions of dollars. These attorneys, I'm talking about that was with Johnny Cochran, all of them won in billions of dollars against corporations.
Dang.
And they were going after corporations such as Harvard, Yale, the Lehman Brothers, Wells Fargo, AIG, insurance companies. They were going
right
after, they were going after the trail, the training system, they were going after all of these individuals, of course, they want him out the picture. Because he's going for reparations for our people.
Right,
right, of course, you struck the head off the snake, right? You cut the head off the snake, and so he was the head.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't heard anything else from the rest of those seven attorneys in which I was involved with him, who was taking it before getting ready to take it into the court, to the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's time for it to go now. It's time for him to go.
Now,
way
now,
past.
Now, check this out. It's no coincidence that just today that on the Tevin Smiley show, all of a sudden, we had Carnell West and Jesse Jackson talking about reparations. Hold up. Do we really think we're going to get reparations and the economy is falling the way that it's falling?
Right.
That's a distraction.
Gotta be.
Because why are we talking about the destruction of the economy of the United States and the fact that they just lost their credit, their triple A credit rating, and now it's down to double double A credit rating?
Never
and it's the first time in history that the United States has lost its credit rating.
Never thought
and then
about
Obama
it. Like
just, and then Obama just finished talking about the debt ceiling having a limit on it.
Exactly.
This is what's been going on. This is what's been going in the news now for the last 2 weeks or so. So everything is being tied back to this information we're going to be talking about tonight.
Word up.
So this is what the rebellion is about in the UK and London. They're tired of the brothers and sisters getting locked up. They're tired of the police brutality. So they're fighting back.
I see that. That's real big. They're trying to really stop us from. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, man. I appreciate this listening right here, man. Keep on kicking it, bro. I'm still listening.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to keep doing our thing, God, because we're going to get it out there
right,
so people finally understand what's really going on. All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace, God. 727 area code, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, peace. How you doing,
yeah,
brother?
Hey, how you doing?
So we're doing good.
Well, my question is about Johnny Cochran. You know, you said they killed him for what? Now he was going at who? Because I knew some of his relatives in Miami, and
he was going for reparations, payment of reparations to black people. He was going to go and he was going after Ivy League school, the trail lines such as the transit lines, I guess you could say, such as the train systems. He was going after people at the Federal Reserve Bank. He's going after insurance companies. These are all individuals who made and families who made their monies off of slavery. And so they have used the slavery as a monopoly, and they have actually taken the methods of slavery and now is applying it to the prison system. So hence the reason why in the Constitution it says that you will not be jailed you will not be jailed for a debt. That's what the Constitution says, that you're not going to jail. Supposedly you don't go to jail for a debt. However, it also states that you will go to jail, or slavery don't exist, I should say, unless you go to jail. So, you know, if you read the Constitution, it states specifically that, yes, slavery supposedly is over. However, it isn't if you go to jail. So they just told you, even within there, they gave leeway to the fact that slavery would still be practiced through the prison system. So they are telling you where it's being practiced at.
Mm-hmm. So what's reparations?
Reparations
was that like FRNs?
Getting money? No, reparations is getting monies or some type of resource or some type of source back for the work in which for the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors over the last 400 years, 500 years Holocaust, as they would say, and for the abuse, for the dehumanization, for the humiliation in which that we had to put up with for us building this society. You know what I'm saying? We built the Capitol building. We built Washington, D.C. We built the White House. We built Philadelphia. We built many of the cities throughout this United States. But we was never paid for it. So reparations symbolizes the payment for the things in which that we have done and for the abuse in which that we have taken. Because when you look at international law, all this in which that is going on here in the United States over the last 500 years, we're going to genocide. All right, it will go into genocide. And if you read the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, it states specifically that genocide will not be a form of practice by the various states, but it is. The United States practiced it for 500 years, and it's still practicing it. When you see them chemtrails, and when you see GMOs, which is genetically modified organisms in your food. When you see Monsanto talking about Terminator seeds, these are still all forms of genocide. When you see seedlings on watermelons and grapes and fruits, this is all still forms of genocide. When you see soybean in the food, soybean oil throughout the various products, and it's being replaced with coconut oil and it replaced peanut oil and different things like that. And soybean has a high amount of estrogen, which that is making our women obese and making the brothers obese and fat, and it's shrinking their testicles and penises. So genocide is still being waged against us because it's a form of their population control agenda. All right, next question. We'll go to caller. Area code 904, you're on the line.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How you doing?
Hey, I got caught up so much. My question is, what to do? Because now that I'm becoming conscious, it's like I'm seeing stuff that I never paid attention to now. Like the little
joke that's the whole point
on the elevator and, you know, little stuff. And it's just like, what to do? I'm practicing meditation. Is it possible to stop this?
Of course it is.
The creator going to step in.
Because everything, the all is mind and everything in this world and in this universe is mental.
Right.
Right. So that is one of metaphysics. Now, when you get into, this is part of the seven universal laws of Tahuti. So, number one, we as the planet, and being the oldest people on the planet means that we have the most power connection to the planet. So if we change our mind states and become more of a collective unit, in other words, collective minds, we'll be able to control the situations in which that is going on. So this is the point of us doing what we're doing, is to awaken the people to the nonsense which that is going on and teach them solutions. All right, we haven't gotten to the solution part yet. We're going to get that in the second hour. Right now, we're just trying to get the information in and get the questions out so that as we get into the solutions, you know, we can get into another half an hour of solutions. Hopefully, other people can beep in and get their solutions to it. But we will get the solutions within the next hour. But right now, this is what I can tell you. Continue doing your meditations. Continue eating at least 50% raw food. Drink alkaline water, because the first science of survival is number one, is health.
Yeah.
All right.
And I almost cut out meat.
Trying
to stay away from meat.
Right.
It's so scary because now.
No,
when
no need to be scared.
Let's
deal with the fear mechanism, because when I got into this information 25 years ago,
right,
we was talking about the Illuminati. We was talking about the Bilderbergers. We was talking about the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. We knew exactly who was doing this, who the names were on the list, because we was following up on the brother Steve Coakley. However, the solution is real simple. Number one, master yourself and be a beacon of light. And the energy in which that you vibrate from will change the next individual in which that you come in contact with. And it will speed up their cellular rate so that they begin to ask questions. And they become more conscious and aware. And soon you have a collective unit. And all of y'all now are thinking the same thoughts. And
So we need to get that milk thing together, everybody.
Right.
And try to come on that same level.
Right. This is what is going to go on, and this is actually what is taking place right now as we speak, because the Earth is being bombarded by solar flares. Look online and look up that today was one of the largest solar flares that has hit the planet Earth today. And they're going to have a meteor shower tonight between the hours of 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Bye.
So this is no joke. This is all leading up to December the 21st, 2012, which is the end of the OMAC calendar, which is the end of the 25,000 years cycle and the beginning of a new 25,000 year cycle. We this is why it's no time to be afraid, because we are the bearers of the next
afraid like that, but I just, my heart goes out to my people when I look around and see how brainwashed a lot of us are.
Of course, no doubt. My heart goes out. I had many of crying nights, based on my people. You know what I'm saying? But however, your genes is your ancestry also. Matter of fact, when your ancestors are physical people that you were seeing, touching, tasting on here in this physical world, when they die, they go inside of you. And they become of your ancestry or your genetic ties inside of you. That's where they're concentrated at now within you. So you still have the ancestors inside of you. You, matter of fact, you are a concentration of the seven generations on your mother's side, seven generations on your father's side. That is the 14. That is 14 generations. That is symbolic to the 14 pieces of all saw in which that he was cut up into. You're talking about your genealogy, your bloodline. So that's why we was talking about that. That's why it has to start there, is with you. And then it resonates outward. Everything starts from within, not from without. When you master yourself, then you affect everything outside of you. Okay? Well, thank you for your question. We'll go on to the next caller. Area code 386, you're on the line. Area code 386, you're on the line. Area code 717, you're on the line.
Peace, how are you?
Peace, how you doing?
I'm well. We are on the subject of money, and I just purchased bonds and stuff, and I just purchased a businessman's encyclopedia from like 1924, and in it it says that Federal Reserve notes are redeemable for gold at the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah, it was. Matter of fact, it was up until the 90s. However, as we came into 9/11 September 11, 2001, it was not.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, they can't even find the gold in which that was once in Fort Knox, because that gold has been taken by the Bank of London up under the royal family by the name of the Queen.
Oh, okay.
Queen Elizabeth, she has taken the what's the name? Queen Elizabeth, Queen Victoria. I don't even know what her name is. But she's the one who actually is the head of the IRS. She's the head of the Social Security Administration. You can look that up also.
I'm familiar with that. I just was surprised that I was under the impression that it was never redeemable because it was supposed to be dead or something. But that just surprised me to find out that it was at one point.
Right, it was. It was redeemable. That's because it was called civil bond certificate. Matter of fact, it used to have the word civil certificate at the bottom of the money. Certificate at the bottom of the money. Now you can go to the pawn shops and actually find those dollars, find those bills that had silver and gold certificate listed at the bottom of the money.
Okay.
But that is no longer like that.
Okay, I just wanted to share that. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Area code 760, you're on the line.
Yeah, baby. Blessings, peace, God. I'm calling from California. I'm excellent.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for you and your queen. The love y'all give out is so beautiful. Now, my home was just sold from under me at auction.
Right.
They didn't want it in short sale, so it was just sold from under me, which is fine. I'm leaving here anyway. I'm actually moving back south. I've called a couple times. My question is, in my spirit, as I'm coming more conscious, because I used to be a loan officer. When I bought my home, I could afford my home, so I'm not somebody that, got my home for nothing and none of that. I mean, I was in the loan business doing these loans. What do I do now? Because in my spirit, I feel I was finding out the UCC information before I even became conscious, really. Something that came to me, and I found this white lady, I forgot her name, Mary something, and then it led me on this long search. My question is, in my spirit, I feel like, okay, even though this house is sold and it's no longer mine and I'm relocating, that somehow if I don't do something, this debt is going to catch up with me. And it's even like my car. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're saying I'm a veteran, and I always felt like I was on the right side of the law, so to speak, because I was still unconscious. I wasn't really checking things out. But now that I'm becoming more conscious, I have this feeling that I need to do something. I need to reclaim and take control of my straw man to free myself.
Well, you're
but
right
I don't have
that.
So okay, I'm trying, but I'm relocating. I'm coming back to the South, you know, at the end of this month, and I feel lost. I feel like, okay, well, what do I do? You know, what do me and my husband do? We got two children. They're about to be 14 and 16. You know, my son, I named him a junior right after his father. You know, just all this shit is coming to me. Excuse my language. It's like, ooh, I feel like I got to get.
We get down like that here. All right. Well, let me give you solutions. All right. That's the key, because that's what we do here. All right. Number one, have you claimed your nationality?
No.
Have you tied yourself back to the land? All right, well,
no.
That's the first thing. You have to reclimate. You can go to www.rvbaypublications.com. That is Brother Taj and Sister Ros Mariah Bay's website, and you can actually download the paperwork for free.
Is it R as in R as in okay.
As in right
R.
Or righteous. Mm-hmm. RV as in victory. Bay, B-E-Y,
okay.
Publications.
Okay. Okay.
You can actually go there and get the paperwork for free. All right?
Okay.
Now, I am United Ouachita, the First Nation State of the Empire Ouachita, Dedekdemunya. If you want to reclimate with us, then I can send you information. Of course, you know our phone number is 252-767-5213. That's the cell, or 252-257-3588. That's the home
okay.
number. So you can get in contact with us, if you want to reclimate United Ouachita. Many want to reclimate Ouachita, and I don't blame y'all, because that is an actual tribe that was here who states that they were Moors here in America dating back to over 100,000 years ago. And they have land ties and claims here in the Americas. So not just in Africa or throughout the diaspora, but throughout the diaspora, I should say. Not just in Africa, but throughout the diaspora. So we have ties here. Now, so you can get in contact with us. Either go to our website, www.cultural, that's C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L, cultural-freedom.com. All right, you can get on there. So, now, once you do the reclamation, what you can do then is do the UCC-1 financial statement, in which that in the security box, which is down at the bottom, you will put your upper and lowercase indigenous appellation, which is the name which that you have chosen for yourself. And guess what? That name does not have a birth certificate attached to it, so it is not in bondage, because the birth certificate is a bond, which the word bond is short for bondage. That's why you need a bondsman to bail your ass out of jail. And he writes up a worthless bond, just like the fiat note is worthless. And this is what they do. So you would, now in the debtor's box, which is in the upper box, you will put the birth name in which that you was born with in all uppercase, and you will put Seti Q Trust after that, in which that means if you look up Seti Q Trust, which is spelled C-E-S-T-U-I-Q-U-I-E-T-R-U-S-T, Seti Q Trust, you will read in the Black Law Dictionary.
fourth edition, that it is something in which that you have a benefit in.
You looking for me?
Huh? Say it again.
That's not me, brother. I don't know who that was.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know who that was. My wife said this was another brother. I guess she beat him, but we'll get to him in a second.
Okay.
you would do that. So first you have to resume. Then, because that name was that you resume under do not have a birth certificate attached to it, that means you are no longer in bondage. You are now free. So therefore, the free person or the free natural person would now take control of the corporation or the official person, which is the name spelled in all caps, the straw man. And actually, you become the CEO of your corporation. You become the master of your slave. In other words, if anyone going to have to pay you, if anybody tried to get at that slave, they would have to pay you for getting at that slave. Oh, you want my slave to work? Okay, well, you have to pay me for it. Just like if someone wants to take your house or your car, they have to pay you for it. Why? Because you have the superior claim of lien. That's what the UCC wanted, is a claim of lien. It is to help protect your property and your assets. But you just don't do a UCC one. You do also a private agreement, a security agreement, a whole harmless indemnity clause. You also do an affidavit granting power of attorney, an affidavit revoking power of attorney. You do a denial of corporate status, which is also referred to as a negative avertment. You do a bond for discharge. You do the bill of exchange. You do a private bond set off. You do a charge back. You do an affidavit copyright, trademark, trade name. And you do a UCC-1 financial attachment affidavit.
And once I do the reclamation, I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. I was just going to say, once I do the reclamation and I contact you all to get the United Washington information, you all have a list of information. I know you spit it out like that, but in terms of...
Yes, all the information is on the website. You can go to our website, www.cultural-freedom.com. That's cultural, C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L, cultural-freedom.com. You can go to the website and look up all of our services.
Okay, and the list of the documents and what to do is on the website.
The list of the documents and everything, yes. And
awesome.
If you have any questions, of course, I gave out the number. You can give us a call anytime and ask any questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on? Greetings,
brother. How you doing?
I just wanted to say my bad about that, man. That was my... Queen, she came out looking for
me. Right, you all right? You didn't know.
I didn't know. But before, I've been trying to tell people about the Rothschilds and everything, about
right.
The real main reason why Lincoln was assassinated. But people look at me like I'd be lying,
Right.
I was, I want you to see if you can, clarify about the Rothschilds.
Well, Lincoln, just like JFK, Lincoln and JFK was very connected because if you look at their lifespan, you would see that some say that they was the reincarnation of each other, that JFK was the reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln. John F. Kennedy was the incarnation of Abraham Lincoln. And it's possible that that could have been. But if you look at the similarities between their life and death, you would see so many coincidences, as they would say. The word co means two, so it was much more incidences in which that occurred, so it's not a coincidence. It's just multiple instances. But regardless of that, Abraham Lincoln, just like JFK, was killed because they was going to create their own greenback outside of the Federal Reserve Bank and let Congress, which is, the House of Representatives,
and
the Senate help write up particular bills or acts in which that would be passed in order to allow it wouldn't be passed, but it was based on the Constitution, I should say, in which that the United States Treasury will actually make and print their own money instead of going outside to outside corporations such as the Federal Reserve Bank to do it. So this is what they was going to propose. Abraham Lincoln was proposing it, as well as also returning five southern states to the Moors. He himself was a Moor, according to J. Rogers, Sex and Race, Volume 1, of course, and of course, according to The Five Negro Presidents by J. Rogers, and of course, by Sister Arcette, The Six Negro Presidents. Abraham Lincoln was not just a Moor, he was also a Rosicrucian, and his best friend was also another Moor by the name of Beverly Pascal Randolph, and who was an abolitionist who fought against slavery. So actually, under the cut, they was actually fighting against slavery, even though they had to put up the cover, put up the front, you know, to the European Albion masses that they was not going to act on behalf of Negroes, but actually they were going to, because they was going to return the five southern states that was between the Allegheny and the Rocky Mountains, of which that would have been part of the Louisiana proper, as they refer to it, and in other words, Washington property, and he was going to return it. And so the Masons, through the Rothschilds, through those particular families, you know, the 13 Illuminati families, who is the Astors, the Bundys, the Collins, the DuPonts, the Lees, the Morgans, the Freemans, the Russells, the Van Dymes, the Merovingian, the Canutes, the McDonald's, the Disneys, these 13 families, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Russells, the Reynolds, these families are the most richest families in the world. These are billion and trillion dollar near families. So they could not afford that type of upset. You know, they could not allow for states to be ran completely by Moors. They could not allow for monies to be transferred and back through the United States Treasury without an outside source or corporation such as the Federal Reserve Bank. You know, so this is what happened. It happened with Kennedy. It happened with Lincoln. This is why they was killed or assassinated.
Yeah, because, see, I was reading and I was, you know, explaining to one of my homeboys. I was telling them that JFK, he had signed an executive order.
Right. Executive order, right.
110001.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, it was like he signed that, and then once he did his little parade thing in Texas, you know, they just got him. And I was like, man, I said, that's the real reason why. You know, but I appreciate you shedding some light on that for me.
Yeah. Well, this is what we do know is that the information is right and exact. We know that's the reason why they actually was assassinated, because of them doing things outside of the Illuminati, as we would say, you know. So you're absolutely correct, brother. If they think that you're crazy, wait till they start seeing, until they start seeing how deep this rabbit hole really goes, then they really would think they're in the damn matrix.
And you know what? I just have one more question, man. I had like caught the butt end of it about the solar flares and stuff. I was trying to touch on that for me right quick, you know, so if I can go back and you know, and read up on it. So.
I didn't hear that last one, brother.
Oh yeah, I was just trying to get you to retouch on that solar flares and stuff about what's going on.
Well, the solar flare activity in which that is taking place today was a Class M, which is a mega flare, which is the largest flares. You have solar flares, which that is ejected, which is solar plasma, which is ejected from the surface of the sun, what is called corona mass ejections, or CMEs. The flare in which that was bombarded the planet Earth today was a mega flare. You have Class C, Class X, and Class M. And I think Class M is the largest one, which is a mega flare. So that is the type of flare in which that hit the planet Earth today. and which that is causing a lot of disruptions within electronics. So we're lucky to even be online tonight, okay?
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And plus, we got the meteorite shower coming on tonight between 1 and 3, so check that out, too. A lot of energy coming into the planet, towards the planet Earth, Fox. So go outside and get you some of that energy, you know, because that energy we're going to use, you know, to destroy this this system and bring in a new world, the real world.
Yeah, man, I appreciate all the information, man. I've been following you all for, you know, since about a year now, man.
I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate you. Continue listening to us. Checking us out.
All right, I sure will.
All right, area code 301. You're on the line. Oh, excuse me, 313. You're on the line.
Hello.
Hey, yes, peace. How you doing?
Peace.
Peace.
How are you tonight?
You put down a lot of
good information. I'm enjoying and I'm loving it, and it's all truth. My question to you, everything you're saying is the truth, and I've been on this path since 2000. My loved one kind of put me in that direction in being incarcerated. But when you were speaking on the forum, Oshabo 90 and 91, I was just wondering, could you elaborate on that? Who does it go to? That's where I was stuck at.
You would take those forms and go down to the Register of Deeds, or do the clerk, right, you go to the Register of Deeds, and they will be put within on record, just like the UCC is put on record. If you have a real estate code attached to it, which is a parcel number, they will take you right there at the county. If not, you have to go through the state level. You can also go through the state, which is the Secretary of State also, all right? But it is best to go to the county and then move it up to the Secretary of State. So those are the two places.
Oh, so other words, I would file it at the county.
You would have it filed at the Register of Deeds at the county recorder, yes. And then you would take it to the state level, which is the Secretary of State. Right. You can get it authenticated in apostille. Any of your particular affidavits, you can get it authenticated in apostille. This goes more so for the reclamation information than it does for the UCC. But once they verify it, and once they say that it is a good UCC, you know, then, of course, that goes within their records and files. And I think the UCC is good for 99 years. But, of course,
But in Michigan, I thought they had to change it every 5 years. I know you
That's what I just been saying, that it would be good if you change it every 5 years.
Oh, okay, because they playing hardball here in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard. Well,
yeah.
That's because so many more have put names on judges and lawyers and different other things up there in that area. That's the reason why for that. They're scared. Their credit has stopped. When you put a lien on an individual, that's just like you working at the IRS itself, and their credit stops. They won't be able to do anything with their credit cards.
Oh,
and then if you
okay.
take that to the comp controller, if you take that information to the comp controller, guess what happens to their bond if they are bonded?
Really?
They become a liability for the municipalities. So then more than likely they end up getting fired or getting dismissed or either suspended until pending further consideration or further prosecution.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense now. I understand.
Oh, yeah.
I have one more question before I let you go. Actually, it was two. One was you were saying something about the queen owns the
IRS, the Social Security Administration.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
my question to you about that,
mm-hmm.
How do you get your Social Security early? How can you, you know, what's already been put in, how can you get it out now?
Well, after you don't work a particular amount of years, the IRS actually will send you a form asking you, do you want your Social Security now or when? And you actually tell them that, well, if you want it now. They'll actually send you a letter. I've done gotten The fact that I haven't worked for anyone within the last 12 years, they have actually sent me a letter from the IRS asking me, do I want my Social Security for all the years that I've worked thus far? And I'm only 42. Okay.
Hello? You faded out. I didn't hear that.
Hello?
901?
Yes. Please. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Did you hear my answer?
No, it blinked out. You blinked out twice, and I didn't hear it.
Okay. What point did you hear?
All I heard was you said something about you could. They sent you a letter to get for you
okay,
to get yours.
Right. Right. Well, I haven't worked for anyone in 12 years. I haven't worked for any corporation, anybody for 12 years. I work for myself. All right. So, being that I haven't worked for that long, the IRS has actually sent me information. Recorded all the years that I have actually worked and asked me, do I want the monies back from that? And I'm only 42. So if it's based on the amount of time in which that you don't work, in which that the IRS actually will send you particular IRS forms in which that will ask, in which that they will ask you, do you want your monies back for the years in which that you have already worked?
Oh, okay.
Now, another good thing in order to get into is if you have credit cards, is learning the signs of the 1099 OID, in which that actually every credit transaction or every bill in which that you pay, you can actually add all of that up and tally all of that up at the end of the year and get back the monies in which that you invested, in which that you invested in all those products or items in which that you had to go towards paying if it was rent or mortgage or if it was any credit card, if you went out to the movies or whatever you use the credit card with, if you keep the credit and not use debit, you don't want to use debit, you always want to use credit.
Credit,
so
okay.
Right, so when they ask you at the counter, do you want this to be debit or credit, even though it's a debit card, they give you still the option for it to be credit. You want the credit. So that at the
right.
end of the year, you can do a 1099 OID, which is the original issuer discount. In which that you can get
right.
back the monies from the IRS for everything which that you spend out that year.
Oh, they'll give it back to you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they
when
give
you
it back
fill
to
out
you. So
that
that's
form.
Also one of, that's also one of the ways of what we would call reparations.
Right, right.
That's a yearly reparation.
Right.
The reason why, because the bank, the reason why, because the bank does fractionalization, as I said earlier, they mark everything up 10 times the value. So they have already made their value off of it 9 times. So they can give you back the original amount in which that was spent out because you are the original issuer of the discount.
Okay. That makes sense.
In other words, everything goes back to you anyway.
Right. As it should
be. As it should be.
One last thing. I wanted to know, how do you get your name entirely out of the system?
No, no, you don't get your name entirely out the system. What you do, this is the thing. You can change your name and never put your name in the security administration, never put your name in the birth certificate administration.
Oh, okay. I will use
so
my business.
By doing that, guess what? Your name is out of the system because they don't have a birth certificate or a security card based on the name that you have chosen for yourself. But yet, you might have credit cards in that name. You might have debit cards in that name. You might have other contracts in that name. They can't stop you from that.
Okay.
Because
I guess.
Why do you think if they take you down to the police, the first thing they ask you, do you have an alias? Why is that one of the first questions?
Do you have
another name that you go by? Because it is not against the law for you to have another name.
Right.
And then if you go down to the Register of Deeds, you can do what is called common law name correction and actually put that name on the county. So if anybody asks you, do you have a name, or actually you can do also a fictitious business name and operate under that name and get an EIN number with it. And operate
right.
under that name as a business.
Okay.
Look, we know the solutions here. Keep listening, we're going to keep giving them out.
Okay, I sure will.
We got to get free. We can't keep
okay.
being at the behest of these beasts. We got to get out.
I'm with you.
Especially
I'm with you. Ooh, I love it.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
no
right.
doubt.
All right.
Peace,
peace
and
love.
All right. Peace and love. Every code 901, you're on the line. 910, excuse me, you're on the line. Come on, 910, you're on the line.
Okay, what's the last numbers?
Oh, it's you, brother.
What
you on
the
line. It's all right. It's you. We're going to go to you. You on the line.
Peace out. What's the numbers on the 910?
I don't know.
Hello?
But yeah, it's all right.
Hello?
You on the line. We're going to go to you. You ask the questions. We'll catch you.
Is this 910?
Yes, it is. Is Brother Wednesday?
Okay, yes, Brother Wednesday, how you doing?
Hey, Zach, come on, man. You know the deal. Hit me up, man.
Okay. I had a question about, and peace to you and yours, brother. Hey, I have a question
yeah,
about Moorish presidents during when this country was divided in colonial, confederate,
right.
and republic. Now, where did these Moors come from? Were they already here? Or were they brought?
They were misnomer Indians, but the darker so-called Indians was on the eastern seaboard and in the south and in the northern area along the Michigan Lakes. All right? So you had blacks in the north along the Michigan Lakes, blacks all the way in the south, blacks along the eastern seaboard. This is where the darker so-called Indians were located at, who look just like you and me. Matter of fact, they're all us. We are the remnants of them right now. The Empress states that 85% of our bloodline was already here. And only 400 years ago, only 15% was brought from Africa who mixed in with us. So you're talking about 85% and then 15%, which number is larger? That means that the 15% became consumed by the 85%. So, yes, we have African genes within us. We always had that because we are African people originally. But we haven't been to Africa, the majority of us, in millions of years. And we're talking about before the continental drift. All right, now the continental drift supposedly, according to scientists, occurred 200 million years ago. Well, guess what? We got footprints. All right, we got shoes with bread. We have metal bells in which that was right in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Now, you can get this from the book Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Cremo, in which that dates back to over 600 million years ago, right here in the Western Hemisphere. So we've been here a long time, brother. So if we're talking about how long we've been here, we might have to go back as far as on the Elijah Muhammad's date that there is no set birth record. Okay? But other than that, the presidents that we were talking about came from the Lenape or the Washita tribes, in which that was here along the south end and western in the eastern seaboard, who helped structure a deal with the Rosicrucian Quaker by the name of William Penn, who set up Philadelphia. The person who designed Philadelphia is the same person who designed Washington, D.C. His name was Judge Ben Bay, who is known as Benjamin Banneker. He's also known as Ben Bay Emmanuel Mu'ali, a Moor. And he was a prince of the Lenape, which is a northern Washington, northeast Washita tribe from out of the Philadelphia and Delaware area. They were known as the Delaware Moors. They also had connection to the Ben Ishmaelites. They also had connection to the Nanakote Moors. They also referred to as the Melungeons. You can look up all these keywords and you'll find that these are the black people, part of what they refer to as the Iroquois tribe or confederation, in which they helped put together the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, which is one of the four constitutions. Remember, there's four constitutions: Articles of Association, Articles of Confederation, Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution for the United States of America / the Bill of Rights, which is the the first 10, in which that applies to us, or can be applied to us. So these were the people from the Lenape, the Northern East Washitore tribes here from out of those particular states who helped put together the Iroquois Confederation, that they also misnomered and referred to us as the Iroquois. The word Iroquois is the language in which that was spoken. It is not the actual name of the tribe. So that's another misnomer in which that they have done in order to throw us off. But these are black people, Moors. It was Moors. There was black and Moors.
Now, the other question I have one other question. What year was it where they had some kind of act come out where the people in America agreed to it and that was closed on the fight? Our own black court.
Oh, you're talking about the Kasula Court?
Well, we had our own judicial system.
Right, we had our own court system, which was referred to as the Kasula Court. But that was abolished by Dwight Eisenhower, who also was a Moor. His mother was a Moor. And you can look that information up. He was part of the five Negro presidents. He was also mentioned in the six black presidents by Sister Orsette. All right? So Eisenhower is the one who abolished in 1956 our court system, the Kasula Courts. You go to Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, it specifically would say that the Kasula Courts, and then in parentheses, Morocco, existed in the United States up until 1956, until it was abolished. So we had our own court system until 1956. Right. What happened is that in 1955, we started following Martin Luther the King, and we accepted civil rights instead of actually human rights. So therefore, our court system was closed down because it was no longer under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It was no longer under international law. Because we accepted nation law.
Okay,
nation law,
I mean,
do not supersede international law, because international law, which is the laws of nations, is what governs all the nations on the planet.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go on to the next caller. Please, that. Caller 803. Caller, area code 803. You're on the line. All right. All right. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but let's continue on with the information. Okay. We got it coming up. 804? Area code 804. You're on the line.
Yeah, brother, you just mentioned in the book, Forbidden Archaeology. I just need the author's name.
Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Cremo, C-R-E-M-O, Michael Cremo.
Right, I appreciate that, fam.
And L. Thompson, T-H-O-M-T-S-O-N.
Could you say that again? My phone was breaking up.
L. Thompson, L as in the letter L, Thompson, T-H-O-M-T-S-O-N.
All right, I appreciate that, brother.
All right. Peace. Peace. Area code 313, you're on the line.
Yeah, I was just trying to piggyback off the caller and the conversation about just a couple of calls ago when you were talking about Eisenhower. And they canceled out on the Council of Court in 1955.
Well, I mean, it's...
They abolished our court system, which is called the Consular Courts, in 1956, because we accepted the Civil Rights Movement by Martin Luther King in 1955. So we forfeited human rights in order to go and follow civil rights. And Malcolm told us that you can't be seen as a human being unless first you have human rights. And then once you have human rights, the civil rights will come automatically, but not until you have human rights.
Okay, and I kind of in the same ballpark that you are in, but I would just like to get some information gathering on, since you did speak on the R.V. Bay publications, which is the docs from Taj and our Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, they sent out some information to the Library of Congress on that information that C.M. Bay filed in 50.
Yeah, well, that is if you are with the Great Seal, National Association of Moorish Affairs. That organization is ran by Yusef Rami, who is the Sultan. All right, Yusef Rami Bey. He is the Sultan of the Great Seal National Association of Moorish Affairs. It's supposed to be ran as a government. So if you want documentation or paperwork, you actually have to go through him in order to get his seal put upon your paperwork as being part of the Great Seal National Association of Moorish Affairs.
You get no money.
Which is a branch out from CM Bay.
If you happen to get money.
So, would you know, in a sense, the authenticity of it, the legitimacy of it?
Once again, if they have not gone through Yusef Rami Bey, then they are rogue Great Seal members, actually. And I can't even say if they're members. Yusef Rami would not say that they are actual members because they did not go through the Sultan. They did not go through the proper channels. They did not go through the hierarchy. And he sits at the helm, and he is the Sultan of the Great Seal National Association of Moorish Affairs. And this is what he told me personally. Because I am the Vice Alpha Rank in the Great Seal National Association of Moorish Affairs, which means I'm the Prime Minister and the international spokesman for the nation, for the Great Seal National Association of Moorish Affairs.
Right, okay. So you say you have to do some more research.
Is the information authentic? Yes. If you go through the various channels and send your information through the Library of Congress, then yes, it is put on file there at the Library of Congress. That means that you have patent your information.
And you cut
just
out
like
again.
Yeah, just like a book. A book is patented when it goes through the Library of Congress, is it not?
Yes.
It's copyrighted. Well, your documentation will become copyrighted and patented through the Library of Congress. And yes, that is the process in which that he set up. And yes, it is authentic.
Okay, so that's more artillery for your protection or
let me explain. There's different channels in which that you can go through. Many channels. Let me explain. All right. You can go through the county recorder, which is the register of deeds. You can go through the clerk of Superior Court in the civil filing section of the courthouse. You can go through the Secretary of State. Right?
Yeah.
All right? To get it apostilled and authenticated. Your documents apostilled and authenticated. You can go through the Library of Congress in order to get your information copywritten if you're a Great Seal member. All right? And all either you can put it in a publication, such as a magazine, such as a pamphlet, such as a newspaper or article.
Yes.
And put it in the public forum. In other words, you can take it out and put it in a bulletin at Walmart. Or you can take it out and put it in a bulletin at the courthouse.
At the courthouse, the county, exactly.
Right. So there's many ways in which you can do it. It's just simply getting your information on public record. That's what all of this is about, is public record. That's where you want the information at.
Okay, so that is authenticity.
Why you go to the county? The reason why you go to the county is because your ancestors created the county level. That's why the person over the county is called the Sharif, the sheriff, which is an Arabic word which means noble in Arabic. The Bailiff. That's why he's also known in court as the Bailiff, the Bay. which is the governor, the ruler. So this is the reason why you go through the county, because we set up the county. All right, if you go and do any research on the first president of the United States, up under the Articles of Confederation, by the name of John Hanson.
Yeah.
Of course, that wasn't his real name. That was his store man name. But he, if you actually do any research, he actually helped set up the counties as far as that particular system. He also helped set up the United States Treasury. He also helped set up the Postal Service. And remember, these are all things that we just mentioned in the hour before when we was breaking down who owns the prison corporations and the conspiracy behind all of this.
Oh, definitely.
And how they're using our black people as a commodity.
And I would imagine that's what's the breakdown of all of the public school systems for what it may be called, why they have to keep...
Well, you have to add in the lottery, the educational system. You have to add in a whole lot because they're all part of that same funded system of the prison. The plates on your car, which is through the DMV, as you would think is through the DMV, actually comes through a private corporation called Ward Incorporated, in which that actually make the plates for the states, in which they use the prison system to do and make the plates through. So the plates on your car is made through the prison system.
Wow. You're not leaving anything unturned.
So this whole thing is a fork.
To make a long story short, exactly. And also, after you have pretty much everything in place, I know you had spoke on creating a, I'm not sure, did you say a DUNS number or EIN number for your,
what's called a fictitious business name. And from that fictitious business name, you can take that fictitious business name and actually get an EIN number on it, which is an employer's identification number on it. And that means that you can actually get credit cards in that business name. Which you will not get a credit limit. You will not get a credit limit like your name regularly, because this is a business now. So that means you would get credit limits up to $10,000 or more.
And you're national.
Huh?
I said, in your national?
No, it's not your national. It could be your name spelled in all caps, which becomes your fictitious business name. In other words, the same name that they're using in order to make money off of, you can use it too and make it your slave and make it work for you. That's what slaves do, don't they? Don't shit. If you have a slave, don't you work on?
Yeah, definitely. What would this country
be? That's what you do with your name. If your name is the straw man, which is the slave, the debtor, then you make the debt work for you so that you can get relief off the debt. That's what they're doing. They're using you, your name in all caps, the straw man, to relieve the debt of this country and to get monies from other countries on the debt. And saying that if the debt is not paid off, then guess who pays the debt? Your physical body does, because that name that's attached to your physical body is the name that they have in all caps, which they didn't tell you was a bond at birth, which was worth over $1 million.
Right. So virtually, you'd establish another EIN number.
Exactly. And you use that given name as the name in which that you can work during your business. That is your business name. And anybody who violates that business name, because you do a copyright, trademark, trade name on that name, or anyone who violates that name agreement, you can actually go after them for infringement rights, copyright infringement.
Yes.
And you can actually say that in your copyright, you state that anyone who violates this part, each occurrence is worth $1 million. So each occurrence is worth $1 million. So they use your name three different occasions, then that's $3 million. and you send them an invoice or a bill for the violations of such acts. If they don't answer, then you send them a default notice. They don't answer, you send them another default notice. They don't answer,
that's
you
true.
Take it to the federal court case, and you tell them, look, I've been there's two default notices already. I've already contacted these individuals. Now it's time for a suit.
Right, administrative process. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
We're not caught up in one way to do it. We can tell you many ways to do it. We're not caught up in one way. You know, a lot of these groups are caught up into one way of doing it, and they think that they have the answers, but really they just shooting shit in the dark.
Yes, okay.
But that's enough. Sure. We'll go on to the next caller, brother. Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks, Doc. Okay, peace.
All right.
Okay, Mr.
Boynton,
your
904, you're on the line. 904, you're on the line. I hear somebody on here. Who's on the line? Yeah, please, you're on the line. Peace. All right. Well, let's go over something else then until we can get this line back up. All right, we told you about www.qsip, that's QUSIP.com. Look that information up. There's two main outlets, one in Chicago and New York, and you will find out who their transfer agents are, and then you can actually track down the trade. You can even find out if funds are being embezzled off the account. Now, check this out. You can also set up an account with Fidelity.com, www.fidelity.com. On that website, you can actually, once you set up the account, you can actually put in your birth certificate number, the bond number, or the your state certificate file number, I should say. You can put in your Social Security number front or back, and the information on your bond, which is your birth certificate, will be pulled up, and it will tell you how much you are being auctioned for on the stock market. In other words, how much monies are being how much monies are on that bond, all right? We did a brother, and his bond was like up to $283 million in birth certificate being traded. And when they do these bonds, they bunch the bonds together. Okay? So this is what's going on. We got another call. Call, you on the line?
You hear me?
With Louis, line?
Yes. How you doing, brother? You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, brother.
All right. I'm wondering in regards to the right to travel, like what documents, like original documents, like perhaps like the Constitution, Bill of Rights, etc., can go to prove that that right.
In the right to travel, you have to use the information within the four constitutions: Articles of Association, Articles of Confederation, Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution for the United States of America. Particularly being that the United States Constitution of the Constitution for the United States of America does not specifically say that you have the right to travel. What we use is the Declaration of Independence, where it says that you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then also in the Articles of Confederation, it does state that you have the right to travel. It does state that you have the right to travel. So you can use the information from those four constitutions. Then you can also use the United States Supreme Court case law, such as Wingfield versus Fielder, which states that you do not have to have a driver license, force insurance, or registration. You can also use City of Chicago versus Coast Company of Chicago versus the City of Chicago, and use that United States Supreme Court case law, which states that you do not have to have a license. Okay, and then you can also use statutes. Statute information, you know, even though as colorable as they are, you can still use it if it correlates to the Constitution. Because if the statutes do not correlate to the Constitution, then
you know, as if laws in which that laws passed, which you never had to abide by anyway. So you will want to definitely use statutes in which that correlates with that. In some state statutes, it would state that regardless if you have insurance or not, it would not show that you're guilty or innocent in a court of law. In other words, they can't even raise up the issue about if you have insurance or not for a car. So a lot of states do state that within their statutes, in the particular general statutes of the state. So you will have to, and also use the state constitution also, all right, because all the state constitutions correlate with the Constitution of the United States, or the Constitution for the United States of America, where it states that you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or the Declaration of Independence. So most of the states' constitution states that. So you would use all of that information, and you would put that within an affidavit form. You would write affidavit at the top, of course, affidavit of truth, affidavit of facts, or affidavit of nationality, or affidavit of citizenship, you know, whatever you write in it for affidavit of the right to travel. And you just use the various laws based on the information with which you do your research and study on.
So, brother, one more question, if I could. What if they try and say that you're a citizen of, you know, that you're a U.S. citizen, or you're a citizen of the state of Connecticut, and according to the Connecticut state statutes, all Connecticut citizens or residents are required to, you know, hold a driver's license.
A privilege doesn't supersede the right.
During the time, I wasn't either. I belonged to
right.
This
is the key. A privilege does not supersede a right.
Yeah, correct.
But they have given us our privileges. A driver's license is a privilege. A marriage certificate or license is a privilege. All right? These are privileges. So these privileges do not supersede a right. Ask them to show you where did you waive your rights. What document did you waive your rights on? What contract do they have in which they verify that you waive your rights?
Mm-hmm.
They would say none. Or they don't have it, or they can't prove it. Well, that's part of your jurisdiction issue. In order for us to proceed in any legal case, you must have, in jurisdiction, you must have subject matter and person matter. If you can't prove subject matter and you can't prove person matter, then guess what? The court can't proceed because you got to prove both in a court of law.
Yeah.
If you can't prove either, then guess what? The proceeding stops.
What happened was, you know, I had my own plate, you know what I'm saying? And these officers just... Conquer officer just saw me, you know what I'm saying, and they basically just pulled me over, ripped me out of my car, and then put a giant bond on me, you know what I'm saying, so I stayed in jail for 2 months, and then they when they found a social security card, you know what I'm saying, they claimed me as a strong man.
Did you have your documentation already filed at the county?
I don't believe so. I was up here in Hartford, you know,
right.
You
have to have information filed at the county. And then you also have to, before you even go to any court matter, you have to send forth your affidavits prior to you going. And you have to send forth a special notice or a restrictive notice or a restrictive appearance, and you have to send that to court prior to you going. If you don't do that, then they don't know who you are. They'll say you Negro, Black, and colored. You haven't made a distinction. So you would want to also send a affidavit denial of status, corporate status. You also want to send a negative avertment. You also might want to do a letter of rogatory. There are many things in which that you can do in order to verify who you are and your status, your nationality. And they will not be able to proceed.
All right.
Promise you, because I've had dozens and dozens and dozens of court cases with traffic matters and have beat them.
Man, I hope I can more than beat them.
You can also, every suit that they send you, that's a suit. A ticket is a suit. They're suing you. So guess what you do? You send in a countersuit.
Yeah, they said, you know, this one officer, he reached in, you know, because he told me to turn off my vehicle, and I said no. I said, give me my papers back from the temple. You know what I'm saying? And he just reached in my car and tried to take my keys out, and I tried to grab my keys from his hand. He called that assault to an officer, and now that's they're trying to charge me, trying to say I assaulted an officer. You know.
Yeah. So, well, we know another brother who got those same charges, and the officer got fired. Once he put in that countersuit claim and he listed the violations, even according to not just the Constitution, but also the United States Supreme Court case law, the USC codes, down to the state statutes, the officer ended up getting fired because he became a liability.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You have to file your documentation. You have to make a public record. You have
good.
To do a paper trail.
I'm gonna do that, brother. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be talking to a sister tomorrow. Actually, she has a conference and a phone conference. I'm gonna see if I can look into that documentation. I appreciate the conversation.
Okay.
All right. Peace.
You have to do it. All right now. Peace and blessings. Caller 718. You're on the line. Come on, caller 718.
Peace. How you doing, Ali?
Peace. Doing well.
Yes. About the 1099 OID. You said to use credit. Is a secure line of credit the same as credit?
I would think so. As long as it's credit.
As long as it's credit, right?
Right. Anything that you're doing purchases off of, you know what I'm saying, can be used as part of the 1099 OID process.
Okay. And you also said
which is filed during the month of October through March.
Wait, repeat that again?
The 1099 OID is filed during October through March.
Okay.
Through March.
And I also have a question about the, you know, the Social Security. I hear a lot of times that, you know, you could actually dissolve it. You know, is that true?
That you can do what?
That you could dissolve it, like, you know, you know, like cash it in other words.
Oh, but yeah. Well, I mean, if you do the dissolution process, that is possible. But you have to state that that straw man died.
Oh. Okay,
that's how they dissolved it.
Okay.
Right. But I'm not telling people to do that. But I'm just saying that's how it is stated, how it is done.
Okay. And I also heard about the birth certificate, you know, that it's worth money. So
yes,
I heard that in Canada.
Well, you won't want to. This is the thing. The birth certificate is tied to a trust. What you want is to be able to discharge off of that birth certificate, discharge your debts, your student loans, your mortgage, your car, you know, even water bills and electrical bills, all these things can be discharged or accepted for value. But you can do it off of the birth certificate. The birth certificate is the primary negotiable instrument. That is what you want to use. And that's what you want to write all your negotiable instruments off of actually is your promissory notes, your bonds, your money orders, all of those things want to be written off of that birth certificate, that state file number, and also your old Social Security card. Without the dashes, which is your exemption number, and then the number on the back, which is your IMF, which is your prepaid levy bond number, which is attached to the 12 Federal Reserve banks.
I mean, how do you go about doing that? Like, you know,
you have to activate your UCC trust account. How you do that? Through the United States Secretary of Treasury, which is Timothy Geithner.
Okay.
You have to do the UCC one process.
When you say 770-895, you're next. Then that's when you ask.
Okay. Peace.
Peace.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, please. We can hear you. You want to
hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Please.
My name is Cheryl, and I was calling because my cousin was telling me about your radio station, about imprisonment, false imprisonment.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I have a son who's 18 years old, and he went to court, and they gave him a life sentence, and they don't have no evidence on him.
Well,
they gave
it's
him eight counts of carjacking, and the only thing they have is his word against theirs, the people that was carjacked.
Right. Now, the problem is
they don't have no fingerprints on him. They don't have no gun.
It doesn't matter. Has he gone before the judge?
He don't went before the judge.
He has sentence, right?
For life.
That means he contracted with them.
Right. I don't understand the contract.
That means he's contracted with them. That means he understood the charges being brought up against him. That means he was held liable for the bond attached to that statute that he violated.
But how did he violate it when they don't have nothing saying that he...
Because he said he understood. No, when he stood in front of that judge and the judge asked him, did he understand the charges being brought up against him, he shook his head or he said yes.
He said no.
And at that moment, he was held liable. In other words, if he didn't pay for the bond to discharge that debt or accept that for value conditionally, then that means he will have to serve the term with his physical body in prison.
So his bond was like $30,000, but they wanted $3,000 for him to be bonded out.
You're right. Well, they want $300,000, exactly. So guess what?
So
now you have to track down the bond. You have to go through Fidelity.com, www.fidelity.com, and set up an account and track down the bond. Put in his birth certificate number, which is his state filed number, or his Social Security number, and the information on his bond will show up.
Okay. Give me a constant plan.
And also, you can email us, and we can send you some information. You can email us at Royal House, R-O-Y-A-L, royalhouse777 at gmail.com. That's R-O-Y-A-L, house, H-O-U-S-E, 777 at gmail.com. royalhouse777 at gmail.com. You can email us there, and we'll send you some information on which that will help you understand this information better. And what you need to do.
Okay, because I'm going to do that as soon as possible.
Okay,
right. What about this new law that they got about they suspending your license if you don't pay court fines?
All right. Well, most traffic matters are infractions.
Right.
All right. Now, they're saying that is a crime because they're bringing you to criminal court. So, number one, show me the injured party. If you can't show me an injured party or someone who was damaged by me, and if there's no sworn affidavit attached to that complaint or that suit, then guess what? They don't have a leg to stand upon because it's invalid. All right.
Okay.
So, also, the child needs to declare nationality also, and then have a UCC one financial statement on him, and he has to actually do an affidavit of grant and power of attorney to you, so that you have control over the matters as far as going down to the register of deeds and having the paperwork filed for him and on his behalf, and then going to the criminal division and putting that information into his case. In order to bring up a new hearing or to set an appeal.
Oh. What'd you say the name of that is called again?
Which one? You talking about the UCC? the Uniform Commercial Code, or the, or him doing his nationality, because all of them are important in that particular matter, because he has to become the secure party, or rather, you're going to become the secure party on his behalf, because he will have to do an affidavit of grant power of attorney to you. In other words, an affidavit granting a power of attorney is nothing more than an affidavit in which that states that all trustees have been fired, and the only one who will work on his behalf is you. All right? We're going to go to the next caller. 312, you're on the line. 312.
Peace. Peace, how you doing, brother?
Peace.
Thanks, brother Abdul Noor. I came in, unfortunately, I'm just going to take care of some business. I came in on a call, you know, majority of Blog Talk Show, but I came on a part of...
It's all right, you can go back and listen to the whole thing in archive, brother. It's all right.
Okay. Well, no, but actually, so I got you on the phone. I was going to ask you, as far as the... How do you check the... See the process of how much your birth certificate bond is worth. I went on Fidelity one time trying before someone informed me about
right.
it.
Right. Well, Fidelity has shut down from you being able to go on it free. You have to set up an actual account with them, and then you will be able to do it.
Oh, you have to set up an account. It's nothing.
Right.
Nothing
you have to set up an account.
It's not so really intricate as far as setting an account up, is it? Like, you know, as far
no,
as...
No, it don't cost anything to set up an account, but you have to set up an account in order to do that. So it don't cost anything, so you just have to put your information in there. And you can put your state file number in there, or either your Social Security number, front or back, and you'll be able to get the information on your bond and who has it and how much you're worth right now and how much you're actually being traded for in the stock market.
Right. One last question before I let you go, bro. You also was talking about something about someone using your name as far as you're charging them $1 million or something of that nature.
Right, that's copyright infringement. Right. You have to do a copyright trademark trade name on your fictitious business name, which is also in your name spelled in all caps. And you can get an EIN number on that. And what you would do is be able to work through that fictitious business name. That would become your slave. That would be... the slave in which that makes you your money. In other words,
okay.
Anybody who want to come after that slave will have to pay you first for any violations in which that you claiming that slave has done to you. Well, show me the sworn affidavit is attached to any of those suits. Show me where that slave has filed particular information. And so then that means you accept negotiable instruments and I accept for value the matter. And we're going to discharge it, and we're going to go for closure and settlement of this case.
Man, I got your email address. I definitely want to email you, bro, and, and talk to you. And one last thing I said I would like to know that's popping off, and I'm going after this. If you get, you know, kidnapped, and you get, you know, and you're doing time in one of their cells by policing forces, and how is it that you charged by the time, and if it's, you know, it's a illegal arrest, as they state, how do you, you know, get them, you know, as far as they're violating you, your rights?
Oh, you mean later a lawsuit?
Well, yeah, I'm
for saying,
like, I'm saying, like, for every hour, something. I heard a brother was talk. I can't think of a brother.
Right,
name.
Sure, that
every
is true.
Hour.
You can right. You can get them for every minute in which that you have spent within jail, and a minute will cause a particular amount of price. Right.
Is that something already in law that's written dealing with that?
Yeah. Well, the amounts in which that you can do for forced imprisonment and all of that is within listed under Title 48. Title 18.
Okay, Title 18.
Go through Title 18. It speaks about kidnapping. It speaks about forced imprisonment. All of these things are listed and they have an amount attached to it.
Okay, Title 18. That's just Google Title 18.
Right. That is criminal. Right. That is under criminal. Matters. and that's what you would go into. It's based on the violations up under the criminal matters. Now, if it's civil, you would go to Title, I think it's Title 42, if it's civil. So you would go to Title 42 for the civil matter and see how much under there in which that the matter is going for. But for criminal matters, it's Title 18. For civil matters, it's Title 42.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm here in Chicago. You said something about, is that same thing what you were saying now? Like I said, it was a part of broken up. I came in late about as far as taking your birth certificate. You said there's a place in Chicago and there's a place in New York. Was that the same discussion you were having as far as with talking about the bond, looking at the bond?
Yeah, well, what we were talking about specifically was talking about the connections to the Corp of America, in which that is actually, I guess you can say, is owned through these banking systems and what they use. And in other words, like when you go to the www.qsip.com, we were talking about the QSIP number. The QSIP number is your Social Security number without the dashes.
Right, right, right. Okay,
okay, and you have an auditress number, which is with the dashes. So you have a QSIP number and an auditress number. But there are two main outlets. One is in Chicago and one is in New York. All right? The one in New York is the Depository Trust Corporation.
Yeah, no, it's not that I'm stubborn and I'm stuck up.
It's okay. So that is what's going on with that. We're going to go on to the next call. We'll be getting ready to end the show soon here. So we have one more caller. Caller on the line. 732, you're on the line.
Going to get the daily horoscope read, but I'm an astrologer.
Right, well,
I'm not
thing.
No.
Thing, though. No,
no, no, no, no, no. You gotta understand.
Same thing, though. No, I do.
It's not the same thing. When you go get your a horoscope read, that is not.
You gotta read them. They send
them to you on our paper. That is not the science. Horoscope.
We're gonna let you do that.
You feel what I'm saying? All
right. Call the 770. Hello.
I am an astrologer.
Yes,
now, I can't even read your horoscope because that shit is not the science of astrology.
No,
hello?
You can't read
it.
I can. This is
770.
This Taurus, I've
yes,
my life.
You're on the line.
Person, are you kidding me?
What?
I'm a lovable
person. You just bumped your fucking head.
Are you kidding me, bro? I love people.
You do.
I hate people.
I know. Exactly
my point.
You know
what that means? You're a Taurus and you're full of shit.
No, I'm not full of shit.
My brother's a Taurus.
Peace.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You have a question?
Misty?
Yes, we can hear you. You can go on and ask your question.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, my question is we basically put in a intent to sue on a judge, and then we put in a verified complaint, and then an affidavit in support of the verified complaint, and now I'm trying to understand what the next steps are so we can get our day in court.
You did this at a state level or federal?
State level. We filed with the Attorney General. We sent a copy of the verified complaint to the Attorney General. Everything that came in that email packet with instructions on how to do that without using a lawyer.
Right.
But it doesn't say how to get our day in court.
Okay. So you sent in the information. Did you go down to what is this, criminal or civil?
Okay, well, I really don't know if it's criminal or civil. The case was criminal, so they said. It was false imprisonment. He was
right.
So
you want civil then? You want remedy? You want remedy? So
yes.
You have to go to the civil. Well, you would take your information down to the civil section and open up a case. go to the civil division of the courthouse and open up a case.
Okay, but how do we open up the case? Do we open up the case by pressing charges against this judge?
They'll give you you just take it to the clerk and tell them that you want to open up a case, and you put the information in their box, and they'll either tell you then that they can open up the case, and they'll take it in the back, find out if they have a court date or whatever case that they need, and then they'll open up the case for you. And they'll give you the number and a date for the case. They give you a case number and the date for the case.
Yeah, well, they keep playing a nut role. You know, they keep on trying to run out the 180 days, basically. And we're, like, almost, like, 10 days away from the 180 days being gone. So they have been giving us, like, the hardest time. County clerk refusing to file. We went back with two witnesses to attest to what they're doing. We asked them to sign a statement. They refused to do that. So, you know, we just basically wanted to know how to get our day in court. So basically, to get our day in court, we would need to go down to the civil portion of the courthouse. And
right, to the civil filing section, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you go to the civil filing
section. I have a friend on here that has a question of Misty, are you there? I had a friend on the call that had a question, but I don't know what happened. I think she may have gotten dropped out.
Okay.
But basically that was it. Did you have any questions? He said basically go to the civil part of the courthouse and file a complaint there, correct?
Say it again.
You said once we go to the civil portion of the courthouse?
Right. Then we tell you what to do at the civil filing section because you're trying to seek remedy. The remedy is on the civil side, not the criminal side. If you're going to do a criminal complaint and all of that, you need to do a civil complaint under Title 42.
Okay. Okay. Because they're not going to tell us how to do it. They said,
right.
You need to talk to your lawyer, but they know there is no lawyer on this.
No. You need to do, if you're trying to seek remedy, you have to do it on the civil side. You can't do it on the criminal side. So you have to do it under the civil rights violations. Denial of rights under 42. I think it's 1985, 86. You have to go to those particular where it talks about denial of rights and denial of undercolorable law and all the civil rights matters. So you would use that in the civil rights violation.
Okay.
Now that's at the lower court level. Now do you want to do that at a federal court level? Then that's something else.
Okay. My friend has a question. I'm trying to see if she on the phone or not. Hold on.
Oh no. What'd you say her name is?
Her name is Misty.
Misty,
are you on the phone? She has a very important question. Her son is in prison, and basically she said that her son was beat into confessing something that he didn't do, and they're holding him in federal prison, and she had a question about it.
Well, I don't know if she's on the phone. She's not on the phone, but I can tell you, and you can please tell her so you can write this information down. So you can, if you got a pen, please get a pen and some paper right now, and I can tell you the information for the federal proceeding.
Okay. One moment, please. One moment. Can you turn the TV down, please? Okay. I'm ready, sir.
Okay. You have various now you can tell her to look up this information. This is I guess you can say, the information in which that breaks down the federal side. You have the 273, 274, and 275. These are federal forms in which that is the bid bond, performance bond, and the bid bond, performance bond, and the payment bond. That's what these are. And you can actually pull these up off a line. Now, these are for the federal side. The ones I made mention of earlier, the 24, 25, 25A is for the state. But at the federal level, you need 273, 274, and 275. So being that he's held at the federal level, these are the forms on which that he needs, and they have to be filled out. And, of course, you will have to attach, I guess you can say you're going to have to attach with that. See, she don't know anything about how much the bond is. She had to go to fidelity.com or track down how much that bond is. She might, you know, she will have to find out how much that bond is for.
The birth certificate bond or the bond, the prison bond.
The bond was that, right. Now, you would use the birth certificate, all right, as leverage on that particular bond.
Right.
Okay.
But which one are we looking up?
Right, so have her to give me a call, and I'll send out the information. It's 252-767-5213.
Well, I have the information that you sent me. You sent me quite a few documents. I just know that she had some questions. And I really, really don't know what her questions actually were because, you know, maybe she's disconnected from the call some kind of way. But when can we give you a call?
I'll be back probably Tuesday of this coming week.
Okay. Okay, this is Diamond, by the way. I say this is Diamond, by the way.
Oh, Diamond, peace, yes.
Okay, peace. All right, well, that was it for my questions with the civil lawsuit.
Okay.
And you answered my question. And
okay.
I'll contact you. She and I will contact you next week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, peace.
Peace. Now, before we get off, let me explain some things. The charging instrument created behind any charge is called a bid bond, and the bid bond is the evidence of the sum of money due to the debt of the charter instrument, which is to be settled and closed. Or foreclosure, which is basically to settle and close that account. So every time a criminal case is started in any court, which actually all criminal cases are civil, a bid bond is already filled out. Okay? So what you have to do is the GSA Form 24, as if it's at a state level, all right? However, if it's at a federal district court level, a bid bond is a 275. All right? Now, it's in, Form 273 is the reinsurance performance bond, and standard form 274 is the payment bond. Okay? This is what we were just talking about. All right? So there's three bonds for every case. There's a bid bond, a performance bond, and a payment bond. The bid bond is the bond to set the value of the draft, which is the amount of money they're looking for to settle and close the case. And a bid bond has already been issued when the case is lodged in the court. In other words, as soon as they put your name on that list, that court list, a bond has already been written. It is issued by the clerk to establish this.
Can you call his phone number for me, please, on your phone, because my phone is tied up.
Okay. So, let's get back to another thing, too. When a cop gives you a ticket and you go to court, the judge is using this as a credit item to trade in the market. The cop does all of the paperwork in the car. He's creating the assessment and the paperwork in his car when he makes up the ticket by using the name, social security number, and the driver's license number. So they are assuming that you voluntarily gave it to the cop and made the, and to make the trade. So every cop is a private business contractor working for the corporation. But this is true, you know. So, you know, if this is true, then you can follow up on every trade made in your name on your exemption. How you do that? You have to do a FOIA, which is basically you can send in to the federal agency in order to find out the transactions in which that has been actually used on your name, to find the bond writer written on your birth certificate, and you can actually use that and access your exemption through the stock market that way. So it's the Freedom of Information Act, all right? So you would actually do it through the Freedom of Information Act. You can actually find out what's going on with you through there. So this is a lot of information. We're going to let you marinate over that, all right? And we're going to see you all next week. Peace and blessings. We out.